Interesting times down in Springfield. It's a gridlock. He is known for his opposition to Mike Madigan's reelection as Speaker of the House. 58th District State Representative Scott Drury officially announced his candidacy for governor earlier this week. He is a former federal prosecutor. And Ray, while one of his competitors, J.B. Pritzker, was joking with Blago on that tape we played so much about the failure of his sister's bank, one of the Pritzker banks, and, hey, I'd like to be state treasurer. Hey, you have something to do with that Senate seat.
Come on, hey, man.
He was actually working here in Chicago at the U.S. Attorney's Office. Let's start there with Scott Drury, get his reaction to J.B. Pritzker's comments with Rod Blagojevich, then governor, 9 years ago. Good morning, Mr. Representative. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
What do you think? Is he, we talked to Chris Kennedy, who said, based on those tapes alone, the man is not fit to be governor. J.B. Pritzker, your thoughts?
Those tapes are very disturbing, and I don't think we know close to enough about the backstory to those tapes. You know, one of the biggest problems I saw in those tapes is that Pritzker clearly comes up with the idea on his own that he wants to be the treasurer. Sure, that's fine. But later in the tapes, he starts talking about how they're going to pull the wool over the public's eyes and make it look like the head of the CBO, the Board of Trade and the Board of, and the Mercantile Exchange, how the idea came from them. So you have Pritzker on tape already scheming with a corrupt governor about how they're going to make one fact look like it was different. And that's not the type of person that we need running our state.
You know, you talk about these two families, the Kennedys, the Pritzkers, the tapes, the money. Do you have the cachet to fight these kind of guys and the commercials that seem to come at us, especially from Pritzker right now? They're endless. Can you fight these guys?
Absolutely. I think if anyone looks at my history, the one thing that shines through is that I'm a fighter. I'm the first to acknowledge I haven't inherited billions of dollars. I haven't sued my family for more money. But what I do have... But, you know, what we all know is that money can't buy character, money can't buy judgment, and money can't buy a good message. And there's no one in this race until now who has the scars that I have from actually fighting for the people of Illinois and giving people a voice. You know, our campaign is we're going to return Illinois to the people. And it's been generations since that's been done. Some people don't even know what that's like. And we're going to show them.
Scott Drury joining us. He is the representative from Highwood, the North Shore, Lake Bluff, Lake Forest, other surrounding areas. You famously did not receive a clock from Mike Madigan, as did every other Democrat on the House side when he was reelected Speaker of the House. Knowing what you know about the Speaker, after watching the governor, and you also know President John Cullerton, is Cullerton the key to breaking this gridlock in Springfield, and when does that begin to happen?
I think the key to breaking the gridlock is actually putting new leadership into office. Even if we were somehow to get past this budget impasse, which I'm skeptical about, and we've talked about that on prior shows, it all that does is mean that we're now into the next issue. And Illinois is sick of it. And personally, I'm sick of it. And when I was considering should I get in the race, I thought, how do we move forward? And really the only way to do that is to break the mold that we've had for the last 40 years and put new people into office that are really committed to making the state better. And like I said, there was no one in the race before I entered it who has a track record of showing that they're committed to doing that. In fact, as I was exploring the race, you started hearing about these tapes. You started hearing about one of the biggest political dynasties that the offspring of that is now an outsider somehow. I mean, the race is getting ridiculous, and the people are sick of it. I'm sick of it. And so for the first time in generations, I'm going to offer the public a real choice. If they want a person who's an outsider and going to represent them, they have that choice. Polling shows that I'll win by a landslide.
Wow. What polling is that, just out of curiosity?
Well, the polling, when you look at the approval ratings of the Speaker of the House, you look at the approval ratings of the current governor, on the best day, it's 35%. And so our candidacy, my campaign, is about representing the other 75%, other 65%, depending on what number you're looking at. And we represent those people. We're going to give those people, for the first time in my lifetime, I'm going to give those people a voice. And if they have the option now. And so now we will see if this is the direction Illinois wants to go in.
Hey, we need a 30-second answer on this, but you worked with Pat Fitzgerald. He, of course, I believe that James Comey was actually, I think he is a godfather Pat Fitzgerald to one of Comey's children. What do you think about what's going on in D.C., and do you think James Comey's reputation is as stellar as some say?
I absolutely do. James Comey was one of the first people that spoke with a group of new assistant U.S. attorneys when I came into the office, and he taught me what it is to be a good public servant, and it's about building trust between the public and the people, and I've carried those words with me ever since I've been in public service.
Scott Drury, thank you for your time this morning.
All right, thank you so much.
Much appreciated. That's Representative Scott Drury joining us here on WLS.
Should be easy to topple the Democratic machine that is Mike Madigan and the Cullertons and everybody else.
Well, you have the machine, right? And if the machine wanted you, then maybe you could combat the money, right?
Right.
If you were a machine guy, but the machine doesn't exist
like
it used to be.
Seems like you need one or the other.
And then to go against the Kennedy fortune and the Pritzker fortune, it's a steep hill to climb, that's for sure.